Hey everybody, it's Kyle. Coming to you from the basement again, finally. It's been quite a while. I know I'm usually out and about in the car and all that jazz, but here we are. Yeah, sorry a little late this week. There's a lot of stuff going on, trying to get ready for our trip and stuff like that, and get the kids ready for their big trip. So that's pretty exciting. But let's see, what's going on that's good in my life? A lot. I mean, we're getting ready for this big trip. That's awesome. I got a car that I got a great deal on that I love. That's awesome. And, you know, just lots of good things, you know. The kids being able to take this trip, getting my son all ready to... everything he's going to need to go to college, our trip, the car. I mean, just a lot of good things. A lot of things we're going to get fixed up around the house here after the first year. I'm sorry, after the first of the year. Basically, after we get back. So they're going to start doing the work around here, getting those trees cut down, get some trees cleaned up, get the fence up, and then get the deck up, and then... there's plenty of other things we've got to work on before, you know, the end of the year. It's going to be a long process, but it's going to be cool. All right. Well, what am I into right now? Lots of things. What you heard at the top there is a band named Ride. I actually was turned on to them by a friend of mine, late 90s, early 2000s, but this is a new album that comes out today. It's actually on the way to me today too. I went ahead and ordered that. I knew I would love it. I've got another one of their albums that's just plain awesome that I love. And so I'm excited to hear some new music from them and, you know, see what else they have what new they're coming out with. I've got their last album. Well, no, I think they had a remake, a reimagining of, called Clouds in the Mirror, but that is a reimagining of an album called This Is Not a Safe Place. And that's from about 5 years ago, I think. And I've got that, and it's actually mastered in 45 RPMs, just like this new one is. Interplay is the name of the new album. And so, yeah, that's pretty cool. I'm really looking forward to getting that and listening to that. Other than that, I mean... lots of different things. There's some new singers that I kind of got turned on to. There's a guy that I watch on YouTube, and he's in the Netherlands, I believe. But he talks about different music sometimes, and he was spinning some soul albums that he had recently come across. The first one is called Beautiful Dreams, and it's by Asantha Lang. Acantha Lang, L-A-N-G. But it's soul. It's beautiful. She's got an amazing voice. I've been listening to her a little bit on Spotify. And then I've been listening to another album called Gold by Cleo Soul. So Cleo, S-O-L, or Soul, however you want to pronounce it. The album is Gold. Both those, I think, are from last year. Actually, these all might be. I think they are. Everything I'm going to tell you is from 2023. But yeah, hers is really great too. Amazing voices, both of those women. And then Eddie Chacon, C-H-A-C-O-N. He has an album called Sundown, which is pretty amazing. And that one came out last year as well. very soulful. I know he was famous for something he did in the 80s. I can't remember exactly, but anyway, it doesn't matter. But it's really good if you get a chance. And then Natasha Watts' album, which is also from 2023. The album's called Music Is My Life. That one's a little more like, it has a little bit of gospel tones to it, but it's very soulful as well. So those are some good things to listen to if you've never heard of them. Let's see, what am I watching? You know, so as you well know, Late Night with the Devil, which was great. I've got some Blu-ray or 4K Blu-rays that I need to play. I kind of went down the rabbit hole of this thing that's going on at Walmart's all over the United States. And what it is I guess Best Buy is not, they don't have any physical media anymore. So what they did is they liquidated all that. And so there's all these steel books that are 4K Blu-ray, and they sold them to Walmart for pennies on the dollar. I think I talked about this before. But I was able to score some pretty great stuff, and they're only $5 a piece at Walmart. You know, the big bins they have that'll say, you know, $5, it's got a bunch of DVDs and stuff in it, or the ones that say two for $10, that's where these are. And I mean, you know, let's see, I got Spiral, which is a movie with Chris Rock. It's where he's a detective. It's based in the Saw universe, which I'm not a big fan of the Saw films. I saw the first one and I really liked it, but I don't really care for, I've seen one of the sequels, I think. Yeah, it's just not my thing. But I'm interested in seeing this film, and I mean, the steelbook is beautiful of it, so. And then I got Three from Hell, which is Rob Zombie. That's the third of, I think he calls it the Firefly trilogy. Can't remember exactly, but his trilogy, House of a Thousand Corpses, Devil's Rejects, and then Three from Hell. His wife is in all of them, I believe, as well. But that one's pretty cool looking. That's a really cool steel book. And then Belly, which is a film from, I think, from the late 90s, but it's got DMX and Nas in it, and it's kind of a crime, inner city crime drama. That one's pretty cool as well. And is that all I got on the steelbooks? It may be. It may be. I did find another steelbook, but it wasn't for $5, and that is for Spine of the Night. It's an animated film. I guess it's pretty rough. I haven't watched it yet, but it's on Shudder, but I was interested in seeing it in 4K Blu-ray. It's going to look pretty amazing, I would imagine. Animation really looks good to me in 4K. And then I did pick up a copy of, what is it called? It's The Headless Horseman. I cannot remember the name. It's a Johnny Depp movie too. Tim Burton film. Here, let's see. It is... I'm not a big Johnny Depp fan, but I mean, you know, come on, let's be realistic here. Dude has been in a lot of films that are pretty amazing, so can't really say much negative about it. When is that from? Oh my God, I can't believe I can't find this. That is ridiculous. Ugh. Christopher Walken is in it. He plays the main character in it. Well, it's Ichabod Crane, Ichabod Crane is who Johnny Depp is. Sorry. The Headless Horseman is someone else, but, some people didn't care for it, and I get it because they kind of changed things up a little bit. Like Ichabod Crane, the main character, which is Johnny Depp, is Sleepy Hollow. That's what it is. Is a detective from New York that they bring in to investigate this instead of a school teacher, which is what he was in the original story. But it's still the visuals and everything in that movie. And I mean, it's just absolutely gorgeous and just dripping with scenery is just amazing. You know, like Tim Burton does basically. So I'll need to watch that one too. I haven't watched that one yet. But yeah, not much else really. I haven't watched any of the Three Body Problem. I kind of want to take my time and watch that. It looks like it's pretty in depth. Like they did a pretty good job on it from what I hear, but I know that they did have to change some things. look, man, those books are tomes, man. They're huge. So it's not a surprise that they had to change some things up a little bit. I thought about going to see the Godzilla X Kong film that's out, but I don't know. It just doesn't look very good to me. So I'll probably take a skipperoni on that one. I'm not too super jazzed about that. So I'll probably wait for that one on video. That's it for watching. Not much else new there. Reading, not a whole lot. I mean, I did pre-order Mr. Ballin. He has a graphic novel coming out. I'm pretty excited about that. I love Mr. Ballin. It's called Mr. Ballin Presents Strange, Dark, and Mysterious, the graphic stories. It won't be released until October 1st, but they had a pre-order for it, so I went ahead and hopped on it, and it's the hardback. But it should be pretty cool. I'm excited about that. That'll be fun. I love his show. I love his podcast. And then as far as reading besides that, I mean, there's not a lot. I did read, let's see, what is it that I read? Oh, If You Find This, I'm Already Dead. I read the new issue of that, issue 2. I started reading some more of the Creepshow that I've been reading forever. And that's pretty much it. I think I told you guys a little bit about Subgenre. There's 4 issues of that so far. I've read all those. It's really good as well. But nothing else really. I don't know. I may take some time to read when we're on a trip. I may not. It's hard to say, man. I mean, mostly I'll just be staring around and wonder at how beautiful everything is. I would imagine. Gaming, nothing really at all. I mean, I did download a new game on my phone. I think it's called Tesla versus Lovecraft or something like that. It's a shooter, and it's pretty bizarre, but it's kind of fun. So I've been playing that a little bit on my phone, but not much, man. I just don't have time to play games anymore. I really don't. It's sad. But that's okay. I mean, I'm doing lots of other things that are pretty awesome. So podcasts, there's always podcasts, right? Real Survival Stories has been just knocking it out of the park lately. They had a 2-part one about a sinking cruise ship. It's pretty amazing. And the senior crew members basically abandoned ship and took one of the lifeboats right away, including the captain. Well, he didn't, actually. He stayed on board, and then he was the first to be airlifted later on. It's a long story. But yeah, they took this first lifeboat. So the people that orchestrated the whole rescue, because there was 200 and some people still left on board. There was 300 and some out there in the lifeboats. And they were 3 miles from shore. But the people who orchestrated the whole rescue mission were musicians. Yeah, I mean, they kind of woke up and realized this thing was sinking. This giant ship was sinking. And so they started figuring out how to do this. They were able to finally use the radio and contact some ships around. But yeah, it's really interesting, man. If you get a chance to listen to that podcast, Real Survival Stories, I highly recommend it. It's a Noiser podcast. That's the name of the production company. Check that out if you get a chance. Same with Mr. Bowen's Medical Mysteries from Wondery. Incredible, man. I mean, it's just really been knocking it out of the park lately, too. There's been some really good ones that have really blown me away. I would say check that out if you get a chance. Run Fool, still really good. I love that one. It's The Mermaid is a good episode that I listened to not too long ago. And I really like that one a lot, too. But that's it in podcasts. That's really all that's going on, guys. I'm sorry I was a little late getting this out this week, but, you know, it's just been pretty busy, and I'm not going to make any excuses. Some cool things that are going on. I did get this item from XP Pen is what the name of them. And they sell, I don't know if you've ever seen these little, you know, desktop deals that you connect to your computer, and they're like kind of keyboard shortcuts that you can run. And this one has a scroll wheel on it, and I think, 10 buttons or 11 buttons, including the one in the middle of the scroll wheel. But you can program it to use with applications that you use a lot. So like Final Cut Pro, that scroll wheel is going to come in handy. Or even surfing the internet, you know, it'll come in pretty handy as well. So I'm looking forward to that. I watched a video from a guy. I will put a link to it, I promise, in the notes, along with the pictures link. And he kind of showed what he did with a cheaper version of the one I got. The one I got is ACK05 by XP Pen. Now, what these are is they're designed to go along with a pen tablet that you would use with your computer, but, you know, you can use them separately. So it's Bluetooth, or you can connect it by wire, or there's another wireless dongle, however you want to do it. But yeah, it's pretty cool. I will let you guys know how it goes and how well it works and all that stuff. Kind of give you a little update on it once I use it a little bit. That's it, guys. Nothing else. Next week, definitely, I'm probably going to have a break for at least 1 week. A lot of things going on. I'm just not going to have time to record, but I do appreciate you guys listening. What else was I going to tell you that's good that's going on? Oh, there's a project I've been working on for months at my job. It is completed. It's a long story, but it took a lot of work and there was a lot of rewriting. Some files got lost. I mean, it was kind of a nightmare scenario, but all is well now, and definitely happy that it's resolved. So yeah, that was another good thing that's going on in my life. I appreciate you guys listening. I will catch up with you. I'll have pictures and stuff after we get back from our trip. And you can check that out. Really excited about this. My first trip out of the country. It's my wife's second, I believe. But yeah, we'll have a really good time. And it'll be nice and relaxing for us. And hopefully I'll have some good tequilas to talk about too when I get back. Ooh, I did have a shot with my bro, Mikey. And it is of the Classe Azul. They have one called Gold, something Gold. I can't remember, but Classe Azul, and the word Gold is in the title of it. Expensive bottle of tequila. I had no idea how much when I ordered the shots, but that's okay. You know, we make enough money and stuff. So I bought Mikey and me a shot, and it's quite simply the best tequila I've ever had in my entire life. I would venture to say the bottle's at least $500, if not more. So you can kind of guesstimate roughly what shots might cost in a bar. It was expensive. Again, though, I think it was worth it because it was an experience that was pretty amazing. And I'm hoping to have some of those experiences when we're down in San Jose del Cabo, really, is where I'm expecting to kind of have that. That's probably where I'll be picking up any tequila that I would be bringing back. I think I can bring a few bottles back. I got to read up on that again. But that's all, guys. That's all I've got for you. I appreciate you guys listening. I will catch up with you guys. Baseball season has started. Opening day was yesterday. I don't even know if the Royals won. I do know the Jayhawks are out of the tournament in the second round, which, look, man, they had players that were injured that weren't going to be back for the entire tournament. It's not a big surprise. Yeah, it's a bummer, but it's okay, man. They'll be back. Trust me. They've been in this tournament every year for I don't even know how long. So, all right, guys, you guys take it easy. I will catch you when I get back from Mexico. And while I'm gone, do me a favor. Get off my lawn.